here at the Ag Aviators Convention. I'm speaking with Dr. Abner Womack from University of Missouri, and it's good to see you. Abner, here at this convention, what's sort of the thrust of the comments that you have for this group?
Good to see you, Chuck. Primarily, what they've asked me to talk about is the outlook that we've just finished down at the University of Missouri and the FAPRI Consortium. And the question is, where does ag likely come out with the economy's tanking and the commodity tanking? What's the net return look like for the farmers? And what can the ag aviators expect when they fly over those fields? So they get to the point right away.
So what are you going to tell them?
Well, the good news is, and the price is coming down, of course, is the input side for agriculture. A lot of the wholesalers had already bought, and that's when it was high, is a real concern here. But on the price side, we've got a bit more strength coming down than we expected, and it still shows up in the ethanol. And it's primarily associated with the mandate. And we're going to 15 billion gallons of ethanol mandated. And so when we run our analysis, the corn demand just lays right on top of that mandate line. And that begins to hold corn prices somewhere around $4. And then the area moves into about 90 million acres, and you get a settlement of everything else, 75 million acres of soybeans and so forth. And so it begins to hold prices. They're down significantly from where they were, but on a long-term average, they are relatively higher. There would be very few years as high as where we bottomed out.
Well, when you look at gas prices and what they're doing right now, really dropping significantly, do you see that playing a role in what happens with ethanol here? And what would you say as far as the outlook for the ethanol business in light of some of that change?
Well, if we didn't have the mandate, we would be in big trouble because you'd simply be switching off the light of the ethanol plants. And if you didn't have them, you've got corn prices below $3 going on down. But the mandate is there. It's alive, well, and kicking. And so we'll get a little bit of a return on the livestock side with this coming down, and maybe it moves up a bit more. And you certainly have the strong ethanol. We've got tight stocks of soybeans and corn and somewhat in the wheat side. So there are opportunities here, it looks like, for prices to hold a bit higher than what we expected.
So all in all, you might characterize it as a somewhat optimistic outlook then.
Yeah, it's certainly coming off of the highs. It's a transition year coming off the highs. But it leaves us with more returns on the table than one might have expected.
Well, thank you. I look forward to your presentation here at the Ag Aviators Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.